This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Glad to have you along. We're going to talk a little bit about Grand Farm Innovation Facility to start the hour, and some open phone time to wrap up the hour on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Glad to have you along. 7 past the hour. Here's how you join the discussion. 701-271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776, extension 2 to chat with us live on the air. Your texts are welcome as well, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. One of those texts says, Scott, we have foreign election software and machines running our elections. We're giving our oil to China. We're letting George Soros fund a great majority of our legal system throughout the country. We're allowing Chinese companies with taxpayer money to come into North Dakota with sketchy pass at best. We're allowing China with the bogus climate change rhetoric to control our fossil fuel industry while they're continuing to build coal plants. Anyone else see who is really running our country? I see what they did there. Very nice. Dave in Mandan says, it's always great to listen to Jim the Flagpole Guy, but I need to ask, does his new business have any placards or flag flying in display at the new location? Been there a few times and...
I want to say that it's not done yet. But he's putting one out on the boulevard there, I believe.
Is that how he's doing it, huh?
Yep. As it's holding areas, those shops, condos, they call them. Beautiful setup there, Mandan. I think he's planning on it. But not yet, I would guess.
Knowing Jim...
He's pretty busy.
He's going to take care of his customers first.
Exactly. Yep.
Before he takes care of himself. And we have, along I-29, a beautiful Jim the Flagpole Guy display. It's right there on our roof. You can't miss it as you go by. But thanks for asking. Others welcome. 237-1590. 237-1590 with your questions or comments. We always appreciate those. Thank you very much. Brian Carroll is here. Brian is the director of Grand Farm. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hey, Scott. Doing great. What a beautiful morning.
It is a beautiful day. We got to relish these while they last, because something tells me they won't be around too much longer. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Tell us about yesterday.
Well, it was a big day for us. We had our official groundbreaking in Castleton, North Dakota, and we celebrated with a bunch of community leaders and then a lot of our Grand Farm partners, and we talked about what the future will look like, especially in agriculture in this region. and how together we're creating this platform that brings organizations together to really focus on pain points from a grower perspective and then bring technology in order to solve them. So it was a real celebration around what this region is, what the potential is, and how we as a community are going to pull together in order to make a big impact in the world.
It's a 140-acre site at your innovation facility. What ultimately will happen there?
Well, we're going to do a couple of things. One is we're going to create a innovation facility, and that's going to be designed to bring people together to really look at the future of agriculture. We're going to have a facility that's going to be designed for people to collaborate and work together. And then kind of like what we did yesterday, we're going to be bringing people onto the farm so they can look at what the future of agriculture will look like and how we as a community can start to develop technology, build businesses in order to solve problems that have an impact, especially for the farmers and the growers in the region, and then use this as a platform to really solve, you know, global challenges, especially as we talk about food and food security around the world and how we here in North Dakota can be and continue to be global leaders within that.
So talk a little bit about what that collaboration will look like.
There's going to be like four main groups that we'll work with. I mean, if you think about it, North Dakota State University, University of North Dakota, some amazing research that's happening here in this region. You know, the history is deep. And then you start to bring corporations like Bobcat, American Crystal Sugar, Microsoft, amazing companies that are, that have great technology, great practices. And then you look at our startup community, amazing companies that are starting to be built in this region that are really solving problems. And then the most important thing is you put the farmer in the middle. And as you start to create these communication loops between universities, corporates, startups, and then also the farmer, you can really start to advance technology at a much faster rate. And that's what the Grand Farm is designed for. It's designed to bring these groups together and really focus on what the problems are and build projects and collaboration around that.
Research is a part of your future too, correct?
It is, absolutely. Yeah, and we're so excited because about a month ago, we announced a partnership with the USDA, Agriculture Research Services, North Dakota State University, and the Grand Farm, and we're going to start to do projects around topics that are really relevant within agriculture, and that brings us together in a very, very meaningful way and to be able to do that research and bring visibility to the fine work that's being done.
Researchers, growers, industry startups, as well as government projects to all come together and execute on innovations to solve some of the world's largest challenges in agriculture. It's a big task, but going to be fun to watch unfold. Why that location? Talk a little bit about how you ended up near Castleton.
Well, if you think about it, it's actually the perfect location. That's the home of a lot of the first bonanza farms, so it's deep-rooted history in agriculture. And then if you look at where our farm is located, it's right in Castleton, right outside the city limits. And then you literally have the whole supply chain in agriculture there. You have companies that have international ties, like SBMB. They supply soybeans to Asia, to an international market. You have amazing banking institutions there as well. You have the Tharaldson ethanol plant. It's this whole ecosystem that's right there within a five-mile radius. And when we think about solving problems, we're not just solving problems for one segment. We want to look at the whole supply chain. And that's what Castleton enables us to do, is we can literally look at the whole supply chain, and all you have to do is turn around 360 degrees, and you'll see everything right there in that location. We could be more excited to be located there.
140-acre site, so you got plenty of area to innovate and do some of that and do some of that research. And, I mean, just explain a little bit more about what that looks like, different collaborators, different partners.
Yeah, so all of our partners, you know, we have about 55 partners. We have about 350 projects that we've done this last year. And as we bring people out onto the site, it's really about how do we get young people excited. So yesterday, we're so fortunate to have the Future Farmers Association represented there. We listened to kind of what their interests are. But what we want to do is we want to bring people out onto the farm and get excited about agriculture, but agriculture from a technology standpoint. So it really starts with an educational component, getting people excited. These will be future students for North Dakota State University, for University of North Dakota, our university systems. And what we want to do is we want to retain and attract people within this region that can take technology and apply them to solutions that affect agriculture. And that's what the site to me represents, is the ability to bring all these different groups together and really celebrate our region, but look at how we in the future can really solve the world's problems.
What else do you want folks to know about it?
Just the partners. That's where it all comes down to. I mean, we're building off of projects of some amazing technology organizations within our region. So just look at the history of Bobcat, what they've meant into our region. Look at, you know, Steiger Tractor, now Case New Holland, Phoenix International. We have this critical mass of expertise that's right here. And now what the farm is designed to do is to build, pull organizations together and really celebrate, but look for ways in which we can again solve world problems.
A main innovation facility, expansion buildings, vehicle demonstrations, a shop. You got a lot planned. It's gonna be fun to watch it unfold. Brian, thanks for sharing some of the story with us today of the Grand Farm.
Thank you, Scott, and I appreciate the time.
You bet. Take care. Talk to you soon.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of icebound water, only $3.99. And any size long pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deals. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 442 acres of crop and pasture land in McHenry County, 159 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 1,620 acres of crop and pasture land in Emmons County, south of Bismarck, North Dakota, and 80 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and farm estate retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
By this old life means all we got left is Friday and Saturday night. Sometimes Sunday if Monday's a holiday. I got a bunch of buddies, ain't seen in a while. I got some good time fun and hot dog buns and a stop by with some.
This is my gift to you, Kev.
Girl, put on that short little party.
You can thank me later.
The bottle of Jameson.
What are some parts of the Inflation Reduction Act, this amazing new law that you are most excited about?
So, I mean, so much. One of the things that I'm very excited about is what we have been doing in terms of electric vehicles. And I have a particular fondness, I must tell you, for electric school buses. I love electric school buses. I really do. And we're manufacturing them in our country. I've been to the manufacturing plants. I've been on these electric school buses. And think about it. Aside from the pandemic, on a daily basis, 25 million children in our country every day go to school on those diesel-fueled school buses.
Oh, awful.
Yeah.
And hundreds, thousands of school bus drivers are driving those buses.
Yeah, really?
Which are then these people, uh-huh, these children, these adults, are inhaling what is toxic air.
Oh, my God.
How did we make it this far, Scott? How did we make... You know what I used to do behind the school bus? I used to hang onto the bumper in the wintertime right by the exhaust pipe.
It just...
I can't...
Put your mouth over it, right?
Believe that I survived it.
You put your mouth right over it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're just... It's an evil...
Breathe it in.
Oh, and by the way, how many electric school buses are there? Take a guess. Of the roughly 500,000 school buses on the road, how many would you guess there are electric?
Anywhere in the winter, probably a low number.
Yeah, just about 1,800.
Yeah.
About 1,800, about less than 1%.
Wow.
It's not even, and those are all on testing deal. They're all on, well, yeah, we'll take a couple. Let's see how they work. Cold weather, they don't work 40% nearly as well as they do in Arizona.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a thing.
Don't you love the giggle?
Oh, she's the best.
Texter says, apparently no one remembers the oil embargo of the 70s. Depleting the reserve for political purposes will put us completely at the mercy of OPEC. This is madness.
It is. It's absolute craziness. It's crazy train. It's what do they say? It's weapons grade stupid.
Yeah.
It is weapons grade stupid.
Another, why the heck are you advertising on your station for vaccines? Don't let them advertise unless they can prove they're safe and effective, which they can't. Peer-reviewed studies, there aren't any. Good grief. We should explain that something like that, for instance, we don't say, hey, vaccine company, you want to advertise?
No.
We are not a fan.
Some of that we're at the mercy of the networks that we
This is the important distinction here.
Yep.
So they
with
are,
you though. We could yeah, absolutely agree.
A certain amount of advertising you hear on the stations comes like from Fox News Channel or some other service that we have where they give us the service and we give them network advertising. So that's what you're hearing, just so you know. And I don't know if people are aware of those arrangements or what, but now you are. All right? Now you know. The scoop. By the way, Dave and Mandan called earlier and wondered when Jim the Flagpole guy was going to have his display at his location in Mandan.
Mm-hmm.
It is done.
Oh, okay.
Jim sent me a beautiful photo. So Dave and Mandan... Now you got the scoop. Steve, you're on. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I got to say, you guys keep saying it's stupid what's going on. Well, you got to redirect that and saying that actually they're quite brilliant. They're doing exactly what they want to do. They're getting done everything they want done. They want us to be subservient to them. They want to be rich. They want us to live in tar paper shacks and beg them for food and shelter. So every time someone says this is stupid what the administration is doing, look at the motivation. Yeah, for us, the motivation is stupid, but for them, they're brilliant. They're doing exactly what they want to do.
Great point.
You know, it just, I cringe every time my people say it's stupid. Yeah, for us, because, you know, we know and we have some common sense and we know what's right and wrong. For somebody who's evil and vicious and deceitful and greedy, it's brilliant. They're doing an incredible job.
They love it when a plan comes together.
So I'm just hacking on you. I know.
You're right.
I know it is stupid, but it's just. All right. Well, thanks for pointing some things out. I appreciate it.
And by the way, I'm back on tar paper shacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what they like.
That's what they want.
I mean, look at Southern Atlanta, man. Oh, terrible. All right.
Appreciate the call. Others welcome. 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776.
You know, in context, it's not, the word stupid should be brought in only when we refer to they think that we are that stupid. They keep doubling down on this nonsense, and they think we are that stupid. They really do. You don't remember 2 years ago when gas was $1.99 a gallon. Only that it fell like a buck and a half since June, so they're coming down. We're working hard.
Exactly right. Texter says, I have family in Colorado. They see and hear about cars swerving down the interstate with drivers found to be high on marijuana. Breathalyzer, no. North Dakota does not have a test either, but all people will agree that it affects your reactions. It was a conversation we had yesterday. Hey, Tony, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, a little bit about the OPEC thing and the oil companies. I think both of them don't want to see Biden as president. Because weren't we energy independent when Trump was in office?
Ding, 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 ding. Yes.
Right. So are all those oil wells shut down? Why aren't they pumping them? I think that they don't want to see Biden in office, and they're right behind the Saudis saying, hey, let's get this guy out of office. We'll hold back our production in the United States, and we'll hold back the production in OPEC, and we'll get rid of Biden. I don't know. What do you think? I'll hang up.
If you're punished for production, you're not exactly going to rush into it.
Right.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Other call waiting. Go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
Anonymous.
Yep. The whole marijuana thing. I am not able to listen to your station all the time. But a couple of times when I've tuned in, there's been a law enforcement person saying they have no problems with marijuana. And the problem is, I grew up, you know, when the marijuana was weaker. And I watched classmates go from the top of the class to the bottom of the class. Because it does affect your long and short-term memory. And if you talk to some experts nowadays who have really studied it, this high-potency marijuana, heavy use of it can cause episodes of violence. So I'd like you to check out in on that and find someone who will speak on that.
Interesting take. Appreciate your call. And we will do that. It's on the ballot. 19 days. 1029, more after this.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United Kingdom Prime Minister Liz Truss announced on Thursday she's leaving the job when a replacement can be elected.
That should take about 1 week.
We've agreed that there will be a leadership election to be completed within the next week. This will ensure that we remain on a path to deliver our fiscal plans.
The U.S. Supreme Court has denied a last-minute appeal filed by Oklahoma death row inmate Benjamin Cole. The execution is scheduled before the end of Thursday. The Biden administration is tossing around a plan to jointly produce weapons with Taiwan. It aims to increase production capacity for U.S.-designed arms, speed their transfer, and strengthen deterrence towards China. San Diego and Houston baseball teams won last night in the Final Four race to the World Series. There is one game tonight, Yankees at the Houston Astros. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Starting to think about lunch today. PetroServe USA home cooking, grab and go convenience, pulled pork or French dip sandwich in Valley City today, chicken fettuccine in Harwood, lasagna or southern chicken bowl, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th Avenue and I-29 chicken Alfredo today, Salisbury steak, NP Avenue, stew in Glendon, stuffed green peppers in Ulan, or meatloaf on 45th. Buy any size fountain pop, you get it for 79 cents today. Those are your choices. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Good. You'll love that. For sure. All right, let's see what else we have here in the way of comments. Lots of them coming in. 701. 237-1590. We love it when you call 271-1100. Call us at 271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Texture says public service announcement. Meet and greet tonight, 7 p.m. Trinity Christian in Williston. Trinity Christian in Williston. Dr. Rick Becker, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Be there tonight. All right. There's your public service announcement. How about that? Another listener, the guy in Wisconsin that mowed down people at the parade, claiming to be sovereign. Isn't it still illegal under sovereign law or some kind of declaration of war? Now seeking shelter in our courts? Wouldn't the penalty be much more severe than what he's trying to avoid? All good questions, for sure. Back to the school bus thing, Kev. Not one school bus has seat belts.
Nope, I don't believe they do.
No, it's something still that's always amazed me. And I think the argument is that the way the school bus seats are built, that it's safe without them. But I've always sort of wondered that. Thanks for the text. Texter says, you need to pull out the clip of Kamala during the early presidential debate where she's nearly in tears about being that little girl who got bust. I don't know if I can take it. I do have a Joe Biden clip, though, for you. Stay tuned. I'll get through the text and then I'll I'll play that for you. All right, a listener says, I drive by your station daily, and my opinion is that your flag is too small for the size of the flagpole. Have the flagpole guy look at getting a bigger flag for you. One thing that Jim is really good at is sizing the flag for the presentation. And I think it's the appropriate size according to the experts. But I appreciate the concern. My inclination is that the bigger the better when it comes to flags. That's for sure. A listener says the Department of Energy was created to achieve energy independence after the OPEC oil embargo.
That is true.
How are they doing?
I don't know. Let's ask Jennifer Granholm. I'm sure we'll get a clear and concise answer from her.
Yeah. Another listener, different topic, those against marijuana. The only knowledge they have about cannabis comes from a book. Nobody's ever died from the ingestion of a marijuana. Those who don't want to do it or take part, simple solution, don't do it. It's that easy. All right. And another one on school buses says, great school buses have seatbelts. I did not know that. Make sure the kids stay in their seats. That's perfect. Anything there you want to add to? You call us. 701-271-1100.
I think it's great that we're making all kinds of electric school buses and we've done nothing to address the fact that there's nobody to drive them. How about that? What you deal with that first?
What are some parts of the Inflation Reduction Act, this amazing new law that you are most excited about?
So, I mean, one of the things that I'm very excited about is what we have been doing in terms of electric vehicles.
She's looking at her notes now, by the way. This was not off the cuff.
And I have a particular fondness, I must tell you, for electric school buses. I love electric school buses.
She has a particular fondness, Kev.
Yeah.
I mean, who has a fondness for a school bus?
Yeah.
It's a little weird, isn't it?
I just love that laugh.
Thank you.
All right. I got Joe Biden for you. Listen close here, okay?
Take back the streets. It doesn't matter whether or not the person that is accosting your son or daughter or my son or daughter, my wife, your husband, my mother, your parents. It doesn't matter whether or not they were deprived as a youth. It doesn't matter or not whether or not they had no background that enabled them to become socialized into the fabric of society. It doesn't matter whether or not they're the victims of society. The end result is they're about to knock my mother on the head with a lead pipe, shoot my sister, beat up my wife, take on my sons. So I don't want to ask, what made them do this? They must be taken off the street.
Wow. Doesn't sound very liberal to me. Tough on crime, old Joe Biden there.
Well, that was the wind was out of a completely different direction that day.
Was it?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Niles in Alexandria, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Good morning. Say, former Congressman Ron Paul, doctor, delivered like 3,000 babies, I believe, and his son, Senator Dr. Rand Paul, have both said a long time ago that this war on marijuana has not worked, and they're probably the most conservative politicians that we have that served in Washington and that's still serving. The thing that I want it legalized, and I don't indulge in it, but the reason why you want it legalized is nowadays, if you buy it illegal, it can be laced with fentanyl. If it's legalized, you know exactly what you get and what potency it is. Just because somebody drinks whiskey, as far as potency, you know, you're going to put 3-2 beer on the same categorization as whiskey. If it's legalized, I know people in Colorado, it says the potency. It's self-responsibility on how it's used. And I know too many people that are sick and tired of taking these prescription painkillers also. And my doctor in Alexandria, I asked him, what does he think about medical marijuana? He said he believes in it, but he doesn't prescribe it because it's too much paperwork and too much hassle. As good Republicans and libertarians and the Constitution, all that stuff was legal 100 years ago, and it wasn't an issue. So my opinion is make it legal. So when you buy something, you know what you're getting. And if you grow it yourself, then you know what you're getting.
All right.
Okay, thank you for the call. Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen.
A little Lakes Country wisdom there today. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Let me finish with Joe Biden here.
That's number one. There's a consensus on that. Unless we do something about that cadre of young people, tens of thousands of them, born out of wedlock, without parents, without supervision, without any structure, without any conscience developing, because they literally, I yield myself 3 more minutes, because they literally have not been socialized, they literally have not had an opportunity. We should focus on them now. If we don't, they will, or a portion of them will, become the predators 15 years from now. And Madam President, we have predators on our streets. That society has, in fact, in part because of its neglect, created. Again, it does not mean because we created them that we somehow forgive them or do not take them out of society to protect my family and yours from them.
Yikes. I think he just called the black men predators on our streets. Say it ain't so, Joe. Do you notice, though, Kevin, about Joe Biden, that there is a, what's the word I'm looking for, a coherence to his commentary? There is a jump in his step with his dialogue that's very different than anything you hear now. And that's, I mean...
Well, how long ago was that? That had to be 20, 30 years ago.
93.
Well, okay, there you go. Nearly 20 years ago.
So you think Joe's lost a step in 20 years?
Oh, come on. He's lost a step in 20 months, for God's sakes. I mean, come on. You know, his steps were lost when he ran for the office. Just that's the reality of it. That's why so many people have a hard time believing that a vast majority of Americans, 81 million votes, said, yeah, that's the guy. Look, that's the guy to make it happen.
If Trump gave a speech in which he called black men predators on our streets, it'd be on a CNN loop.
Oh.
24/7.
You think? Yeah.
But that's what he said. And... yeah, okay, it wasn't yesterday, but he still said it. There he is on the Senate floor, delivering a speech calling black men predators on our streets. It's Joe Biden, president of the United States, right now. I don't know. Just saying. That happened. Texter says, Kamala takes more time to say absolutely nothing. She's the only thing that makes Biden seem coherent. Kamalama. Kamalama. All right, there you go.
Still just love that laugh.
Is that her?
No, it's an impersonator.
Oh. Oh, goodness.
I'll play that for you coming back. Best Kamala impersonation ever.
After this.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit NoGasStationInflation.com for more information. Think about it. It's brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Back at the Freedom Matters USA studios, brought to you by MyPillow today. Down comforter, 50% off. Waffle blanket, as low as $44.98. Throw blankets, 50% off. Washcloths, hand towels, bath sheets, 50% off. Sleepwear and loungewear, save up to 80% off. Down blankets, 30% off. Mattress topper, 40% off. Plush blanket as low as $24.98. You get the idea here. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, $39.96. Three-piece towel set, $24.98. Wow, the deals. Overstock sale, too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on Radio Listener Specials, or call 800
800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Tom, West Fargo, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott and Kevin. Say, quick question. What happened to Todd Mitchell? But this was a, this thought just came to me.
Todd Mitchell is on KFYR. We're on AM 1100, The Flag. So he's on
right,
a different.
Right, but I mean, Todd used to. Yeah, we used to join in with you guys, but
we used to simulcast with them. We no longer do. So he's doing the KFYR thing. We're doing the Flag thing.
I see. Okay. So the comment quick about Biden was a good thing when he made that speech in 93, he wasn't deputy mayor in Fargo at the time. He would have been ousted before he became anything.
You're right.
And then also, yeah. And then the marijuana thing, my wife and I, before we moved to Fargo, we were going to move to the Seattle, Whidbey Island. And that was right before they passed the marijuana law. And when they did, we decided to just come over here instead. But I talked to many businesses over there, and they said it was just disastrous because the people that now there's marijuana farms all over Whidbey Island, and the cops, when they stop them, they cannot. It's just disastrous. And also, you had a gentleman on, I think, about 10 days ago, that former, I think, sheriff and deputy, and he gave a great, great, he talked about how powerful the new marijuana is.
Yeah.
He was on Jay Thomas' show too. I think if you could get him back right before the election itself, it would be really good. I'd really appreciate if he could do that.
Good idea, Tom. We'll do that. Thanks for the call. Texter says, I've driven school bus for years. The safety of school buses has been studied ad nauseum about seatbelts versus not. The data shows that a seatbelt improperly worn is more dangerous than no seatbelt at all. Buses are designed under the concept of compartmentalization, that if there is an accident, the seats help to keep the children confined in most cases. It would be impossible to make sure that all children on a bus are properly wearing a seatbelt. It's not a good idea. All right, thanks for that. Listener says, your one texter says, if you don't want to do marijuana, then don't do it. What about those that do and put a hindrance on the rest of society and the police force? All right. Counter to that. Another listener, I was in winter sports when I was in school. Diesel buses had trouble running then in our climate. The driver couldn't turn it off all day to ensure that we had a bus ride home. How do they think that will work with electric? Batteries won't make it. Yeah, I mean, in the wintertime, they're right. That's going to be a fiasco.
That'd be a question you'd probably ask if they actually took questions. But they don't take questions, so,
right.
You know, don't ask any. You just shut up and take it, mister. That's it.
The listener says, I have a particular fondness for electric guitars. I love electric guitars. Electric guitars saving the planet for nearly a century.
As do I, my friend, as do I.
Having a little fun at the expense of you-know-who. Exactly right. Is there anything I promised I'd play that I didn't?
I think we're good. I promised to play the best Kamala Harris impersonator ever.
If you wake up.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And don't want to smile. If it takes a little while. Okay. Listen. Open your eyes. Okay, and look at the day. Okay, you gotta look at the day.
That's the best ever.
The best ever.
She's doing Fleetwood Mac lyrics there and putting that Harris twist on him that she does so well.
Along with this fantasy.
We're calling it a ready and release plan.
Oh.
This allows us to move quickly to prevent oil price spikes and respond to international events. Secondly, we need to responsibly increase American oil production without delaying or deferring our transition to clean energy. Let's debunk some myths here.
We were doing
My administration has not stopped or slowed U.S. oil production.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean? You don't believe him?
Take.
Yeah, the Biden administration has not stopped?
Or slowed.
Domestic oil production.
Right.
You have anybody on your Rolodex there that could, can, you know, maybe a little push back on that statement? Because to me, that is just a lie.
Well, what about what he promised?
Yeah. What about what he promised?
Yeah.
Shut it all down.
Yeah. Exactly
no
right.
No more drilling on federal land.
No?
No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No. We would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated. I guarantee.
We're gonna bust the myths there.
We're not going to work it out. We're just going to eliminate it. You deal with it.
Wait a minute. I said that?
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.